This past Shabbos in our shul, we had a bar mitzvah. Rabbi Wolf celebrated the bar mitzvah of his son, and it was a very exciting time, and it was an opportunity to talk a lot about the mitzvah of tefillin, not only because he made a bar mitzvah, but also because that was the subject of last week's parsha, Parshas Bo. And the truth is, we find the subject of tefillin being discussed in four different times throughout the pages in Chumash, twice in last week's parsha, Parshas Bo, once in Parshas Va'eschanan, and once again, a fourth time in Parshas Ekev. Now, as we know, there's a very famous dispute between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And that's just what I wanted to explore very briefly today before we daven Mincha. What is the story with Tfilin of Rashi and Tfilin of Rabbeinu Tam? I'm sure many of us have seen that there are those who come to shul with two sets of Tfilin. And one of them says Rashi on it, one of them says Rabbeinu Tam. Some people in the room may actually wear both sets of Tfilin. And the question is, what is the story with the two pairs of tefillin, and why is there a discrepancy? So the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bey. So the Gemara there is talking about many of the halachos that are relevant to Hilchos Tefillin. So the Gemara there writes that when you have a pair of tefillin, you need to include in it four parshios, four different sections from the Chumash have to be included in the pair of tefillin. And that goes for both the tefillin shel yad, as well as the tefillin shel rosh. The only difference is that in the tefillin shel yad, we write it on one piece of parchment, and then we roll that up and put it directly into the tefillin box. However, by the tefillin shel rosh, as you'll notice, there are four different compartments. You'll see on the exterior of your tefillin that there are different compartments to the inner section of the tefillin, and in each one, you're supposed to have a different piece of cloth that has a different portion of these four selections written on it. So the first one is Kaddish Li Kol Bechar, second one is V'haya Ki V'yacha, the third one is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the fourth one is V'haya Im Shamoa. Those are considered to be the four parshios that are supposed to be included in the tefillin, and as we said, both in the tefillin shel yad, as well as in the tefillin shel rosh. So what exactly is the dispute between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? And that boils down to, what is the order that these parshios are supposed to be placed into the tefillin shel rosh? How do we understand the placement of this? Do we go in order that that I just mentioned it? Kaddish Li Kol Bechar, V'haya Ki V'yacha, Shema Yisrael, V'haya Im Shamoa? Or perhaps is there a reason to have them in a different order? Now, why don't you just look in the Gemara? And the Gemara, when it lists these four, basically tells us which order they should be written. So how is there room for any dispute? And the problem is the Gemara is not entirely clear in the way that it lists the four parshios of tefillin. So the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Dalet writes that when you put the tefillin in, you say first you have Kaddish Li Kol Bechar, V'haya Ki V'yacha Miyamin. The Gemara says you put those two on the right, and then the Gemara says Ushma Yisrael V'hayam Shamoa Mismolo. Shema Yisrael and V'hayam Shamoa will be from the left. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, I don't understand. Why does the Gemara say this in two different sentences? Why doesn't the Gemara say you start with from the right? You start with Kaddish Li Kol Bechar, V'haya Ki V'yacha. That's number two. Shema Yisrael is number three, and V'hayam Shamoa is number four. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara breaks it up into two different lists. The first list is V'haya Ki V'yacha. I'm sorry. The first list is V'haya Ki V'yacha. Then the second list starts with Shema Yisrael. So what's going on? Says Rabbeinu Tam, it must be that the Gemara means to say you switch the order. You start V'haya Ki V'yacha, and then you do the second one, which is, I'm sorry, Kaddish Li Kol Bechar V'haya Ki V'yacha, and then you start from the opposite direction with Shema Yisrael, followed by V'haya Im Shama, which will mean that the two V'hayas are in the middle. The way that the Rishonim quote that is, Havayos Be'emtza. We have the two times that V'haya is written in the tefillin, right next to each other in the middle. Now, obviously, that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. That is not the opinion of Rashi. And Rashi says, no, the Gemara should not be taken out of context. And the Gemara means very simply, it should be written in the order in which it is listed in the Gemara, which is, first, Kaddish Li Kol Bechar, V'haya Ki V'yacha comes next, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad comes third, and then finally, V'haya Im Shamoa is number four. This is the famous dispute between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The truth is, it is not Rashi alone who disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. It is Rashi along with the Rambam and the Rashba and the Rosh and many, many other Rishonim who agree with Rashi and who feel that Rabbeinu Tam is mistaken in his reading of the Gemara. Now, you have to answer Rabbeinu Tam's question. If the Gemara just meant to list what the four parshios are and how you put them in, why did Gemara use such an ambiguous terminology? The Gemara should have just said clearly that you put all four in a row. Very good question. The Rishonim try to explain that, I believe the Rush has some kind of interpretation there in the Gemara. But be it as it may, this is the basic dispute between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and in truth, it really dates back way before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. This was already a dispute in the days of the Gaonim, and this was something that was heavily disputed because we wear tefillin every day, and it has a tremendous consequence. Are we yotze the mitzvah of tefillin, or perhaps not? So this is a very, very important discussion about how we deal with the tefillin, and what exactly the status of the tefillin is supposed to be, how the parshios are supposed to be situated. How do we paskin halacha? So this is a machlokis. This is a big issue. The Vilna Gaon writes that Rashi is to be accepted, and we should not even pay attention to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in a sefer that is really a official sefer of the Hanhagas of the Vilna Gaon, the Keser Rosh, and there Rab Chaim Velazhiner is quoted as having a discussion with his Rebbe the Vilna Gaon, where he asked him, "I don't understand. Lama davka tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam?" He asked him, "Why do you say that?" I'm sorry. Rab Chaim Velazhiner asked his Rebbe, "Why is it that you are so makbid that we only wear tefillin to Rashi? What about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Does he not count? And after all, it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Maybe you're getting it wrong every day of your life. So wouldn't it make sense that you should at least be choshish for the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and put on his set of tefillin?" So he responded to him, the Vilna Gaon said, "Lama davka tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam? If you're going to start with this, why are you only saying that we should limit it to wearing tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? After all," said the Vilna Gaon, "yesh esim va'arba shitos. There are 24 different compilations you can make of all the different opinions, whether you should have the tefillin written like this, whether you should have the tefillin written like that, and you can have parshios that are stumos, parshios that are psuchos, all kinds of different combinations to come together with a pair of tefillin that would work according to all the opinions," says the Vilna Gaon. "Once you're going to start with that, why do you stop by Rabbeinu Tam? Why don't you say we should do also the Baal HaItur, and we should do all the other Rishonim, the Aruch, everybody else who has an opinion in how tefillin should be written, we should wear 24 pairs of tefillin every day, like Rabbi Schomburg did with his tzitzis. So we don't find that most regular people in the world do that. Yes, one tzaddik in the world is choshish for all the opinions, how to wear tzitzis, how to wear tefillin, but," says the Vilna Gaon, "I don't understand why you go out of your way to stop by wearing only Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin and not validating any of the other opinions in the Rishonim." Reb Chaim Velazhiner then responded to the Vilna Gaon, "I understand, but tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam miyuchados. Rabbeinu Tam is more than the rest of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion carries a lot more weight. And he said, Ula yishalu osi ba'olam haba lama lohi nachti." Said Reb Chaim Velazhiner, "I'm afraid, maybe in the world to come, they're going to ask me, why didn't you wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Not so concerned about everybody else, not that the other Rishonim don't count, chas v'shalom, but basically he's saying, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are the two major opinions. Shouldn't I be afraid then in the Olam HaEmes, they're going to ask me about why I didn't wear the tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon, like a Litvak said, lo mekayimim mitzvos b'shvil Olam HaBa. We don't worry about what's going to happen in Olam HaBa. Mekayimim mitzvos b'shvil avodas Hashem. We do the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to do them. And Rashi's opinion is the accepted opinion. And therefore the Vilna Gaon said, I do not go out of my way. I do not wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam has been outvoted. Rabbeinu Tam is not the accepted opinion. And therefore he says there is no reason to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin more so than any of the other Rishonim's opinions. That is what the Vilna Gaon came to the conclusion. The Arizal and the Mekubalim who followed the position of the Arizal said, no, we should try to wear two pairs of tefillin every day. And you'll notice that there are many who do that. And the Arizal said that al derech ha nistar, it seems that there's a reason behind Rabbeinu Tam's opinion of why he says that the parasha should be in that way. And therefore he said that we should go out of our way to wear two pairs of tefillin. The Ben Ish Chai quotes this from the Arizal and he says, Hinei betchila hayuchosh v'machlokes zu kisha machlokes. We thought that this machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi was like every other dispute. We have thousands of disputes in Jewish tradition, and the Shulchan Aruch writes one way, and that's what we do. And we don't start backtracking and figuring out, well, maybe if I do it this way, I'll satisfy the opinion of this Rishon or that Rishon. No, we don't work that way. So he says, originally, we all thought that tefillin is the same way. We've accepted Rashi's opinion, and therefore it means Rabbeinu Tam has been outvoted, and Rabbeinu Tam is not to be accepted at all. However, he says, Achbar Rabbeinu HaArizal, the Arizal came along, Vihigid Bekabala Mipi Eliyo Anavi Zachar Latov, and he told us in the name of Eliyo Anavi, pretty credible source, that there's a reason to wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore the Ben Ish Chai writes, This seems to be different than most other disputes in halacha. Normally we say we accept one position and we reject the other. In this case, for some odd reason, Eliyahu HaNavi came along and said, no, Rabbeinu Tam is worthy and Rashi is worthy, and therefore both sets of tefillin should be worn, and we shall go out of our way to do whatever we can to fulfill both of those. The Pesachei Tshuva writes that although many have adopted this position of trying to wear both of them, which in fact is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Rush writes, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the name of the Rush, that Yari Shamayim, somebody who has Yari Shamayim, will wear both of them. However, he says that it's only limited for somebody who is Muchzak B'Chassidus. It's only limited for somebody who is known to be a very righteous person. So you'll ask yourself, really, everybody who comes to Shul tomorrow morning, many who follow the Minhagim of Chabad are wonderful Jews, but they're not Muchzak B'Chassidus. We're regular Jews like everybody else. So a guy becomes a bar mitzvah, 13 years old, he's already muchzak b'chassidus, he walks into shul the next day with two pairs of tefillin, puts it on. What's the rationale? What's the justification for that? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, yeah, it's true. In the days of the Mechaber and the Ramah, you had to be muchzak b'chassidus to take upon a chumrah like this. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, over the time, this became more accepted, and many people are wearing tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam today. And therefore, he says, it's not considered to be yuhara, it's not arrogant of me to come to shul with a pair of tefillin that says Rabbeinu Tam on it. That's not so unusual, and therefore, he says, it's become accepted today, even if somebody is not muchzak b'chassidus, that they still wear the tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam if they are able to afford it. So, again, we have these different minhagim. The Vilna Gaon said, absolutely not. We accept Rashi, and Rashi is the only way to go. And if you're going to start being choshes for other opinions, said the Vilna Gaon, you should put on 24 pairs of tefillin every day, and nobody does that. However, the other opinion is, based on the Mekubalim, based on the Arizal, who quotes this from Eliyahu HaNavi, that we should try our best to be machmir, and if somebody has the ability to afford two pairs of tefillin, one of Rashi and one of Rabbeinu Tam, you should try to go out of your way to do so. Now the question is, what happened? How could it be that we lost the Mesorah? Everybody was wearing tefillin for all eternity. This is what we've been doing for thousands of years. So how did it get lost? And in fact, we have found many pairs of tefillin along the way. And this is what the Achronim try to deal with. The Drisha there in Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Daled in Hilchos Tefillin writes, Shamati Mishay Mori. He says that we have dug up the kever of Yecheskel HaNavi. So let's look at the tefillin that were buried with Yecheskel HaNavi. And let's see, were the tefillin formulated like Rashi, or were the tefillin formulated like Rabbeinu Tam? And that will be the great proof. That will be the great raya. Whatever Yecheskel HaNavi did should be good enough for us. So the answer, says the Drisha, is no, you can't bring a proof from archaeology. Why? Because you can always very easily dispute that by saying what? Those were the pasul of tefillin. And that's why they were buried, the same way we bury Seamus. And therefore, says the Drisha, you can't bring me a proof just because you found a pair of tefillin by Yecheskel HaNavi's kever that were buried, and it looks like Rabbeinu Tam, or it looks like Rashi. That's no proof to anything. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam will tell you, yeah, Rashi's tefillin were buried in the ground because those were the wrong pair of tefillin. And because they were wrong, you bury them with all the Seamus. Now, Rabbeinu Tam has a right to say, my opinion is still valid, and you have no proof at all. The problem is, the Bach says, it's true, sometimes we put things in the ground which are Seamus. But he says, why would you put a pair of tefillin that were written like Rashi and Seamus? Just take the parshiyos out and switch them around. It's all the same. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam agree fundamentally with which four parshiyos they're supposed to put in. They're based on the Gemara. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam agree with how they're supposed to be written. The only question is, do you put them in this order or in that order? So why would you ever bury the tefillin of Rashi? Even if they were in the wrong order, you would just take them out and switch the parshiyos around. So the question is still a little bit a strong question. How is it that we found tefillin that seemed to be against the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, if after all, that would be something that would disprove the whole position of Rabbeinu Tam? Be it as it may, the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly that even if somebody wants to be machmer to put on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, they should not make a bracha on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So when you make the bracha, it's only on the Rashi tefillin. And then if later on you want to put on the tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, then you have in mind, originally when you made the bracha, when you put the tefillin on in the morning, you have in mind that later on, some point in the davening, some point in the day, you're going to put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. There's an amazing story that's written by the secretary of Rabbi Avadia Yosef, and he was the assistant. And in the older years of Rabbi Avadia's life, he used to help him out in the morning when he came to shul. So he writes that one day he mistakenly took out the tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam instead of taking out the tefillin to Rashi, and he handed it to Rabbi Avadia Yosef. And he told him to make the bracha, it's time to daven. So Rabbi Avadia took it, he wasn't paying attention, he put it on, he made a bracha. And afterward, the gabbai realized, I made a mistake, I gave him the wrong pair of tefillin. And he writes there, he says, Achar mikain sipartilo. After that, I told him sheta isi that I made a mistake. Vehigashti es hatfilin halonachonos, and I gave him the tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam to make the bracha on instead of the tefillin de Rashi, which was against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And he said, Maran bacha b'meshach yom shalem. He said, Rabbi Avadi Yosef cried for an entire day, al shabirech bracha levatela. Because he said, the Mechaber writes, the bracha levatela, to make the bracha on the tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. The bracha is only supposed to be made on tefillin de Rashi. So again, I'm sure many of us have made a bracha levatela before. But the assistant of Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes that Rabbi Avadi spent an entire day crying over the fact that he made a bracha levatela on the tefillin. One final point is, sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, you'll notice there are people who figure out how to put two tiny pairs of tefillin on at the same time. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but there are people who figure out how to do that. And some have asked, how can that be? If it says, L'totofos b'neinecha, say, how can you have two pairs of tefillin that are going to be symmetrically situated right between your eyes? It doesn't really make sense. So that's really based on the Gemara Maseches Erevin, where the Gemara seems to say, with regard to Hotzah and Shabbos, is not relevant to our discussion, but what emerges from the Gemara is, it would seem that you would be allowed to figure out how to put two pairs of tefillin on your head at the same time. The Gemara obviously is not talking about tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, but the Gemara seems to say that I would be able to have tefillin placed on my head right in the middle where they're supposed to be, and yet I can somehow fit two pairs of tefillin in the same place. And that's the rationale for those who have that practice to put on tefillin to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. Why isn't it Baltosif? Isn't it strange that you're going to show up to shul wearing two pairs of tefillin when you're only supposed to be wearing one like everybody else is? Whatever it is, but that is the minhag that some communities have, that they put on the tefillin to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And the reason for that is because the Mechaber says that you're only supposed to make a bracha on the Rashi tefillin, not Rabbeinu Tam. So they don't want to risk not having a bracha when they put on the tefillin. Once you're putting on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, it means you believe maybe Rabbeinu Tam's right. If Rabbeinu Tam's right, you should really be making a bracha on it. So they say, we may as well put two pairs of tefillin on at the same time. This way, when we make the bracha on the tefillin, it goes on both the tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And this way, you have really satisfied both positions of the major Rishonim with regard to the placement of the parshiyos of tefillin that we put on every single day.